Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And today we're going to be discussing personal care. Which is, I know, one of the things you come to Brain Junk for. Because we care about you. And we want you to know you might not be wiping correctly.
Oh, no.
This is a hard truth that we need to share with you. And this comes from Chris Barton.
Oh, no.
Who, like, we're sitting watching whatever we're watching on Saturday or Sunday morning. And he's like, is this a brain junk? And he sends me this article that's entitled, Bad News. You're probably wiping all wrong. And I'm like, yes, it is.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
Oh, no.
Parents, there's going to be some low-key anatomical terms. Shall we talk about Dr. Evan Goldstein?
Absolutely.
And he is a nationally renowned anal surgeon.
Oh, wow.
That is a very specific specialty. But if you need an anal surgeon, you want them to be nationally renowned.
That's true.
Proper functionality there is valuable. So Dr. Evan Goldstein says that the preferred method of wiping is actually not wiping. He describes when you're looking at someone's anus, which isn't a common occurrence unless you've had a child or a lifestyle different than mine. I don't know. Maybe there's going to be a lot of editing for this episode.
Oh, no. That's staying in.
So let's think in terms of babies, if that helps you be comfortable with this subject. So, because we're going to talk about what an anus looks like right now.
And okay. Button knot.
It's like an accordion. Mm-hmm. It's got wrinkles and it opens and closes. So there's the wrinkly part. That is specifically the anus where the waste products come out of. It opens.
Okay.
It closes. It's useful. However, in front of that and in back of that, the skin is not wrinkly and it is very thin.
Mm.
And so the potential for damage is much higher. So he says, please just don't wipe. Stop. It gets very irritated. Don't tear the skin. He says, it gets angry at us. So instead of wiping, he says he's a huge bidet fan. Do it without toilet paper. It can thoroughly wash the anus without harming it. And you could also, if you don't have a bidet, you could take a quick shower. Like, what? Who has that life? I don't have that. Some people do. And I did see, I saw a video, I don't know where, a couple guys in a deserty place talking about that. They're like, well, you could just take a quick shower. It would be great. And the one guy is like, you are such a weirdo. And then he tried it and he's like, I'm never going back.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So Dr. Goldstein is a huge fan of the bidet because of that. Gets you clean, prevents damage. But he cautions you. Moisture is not ideal in that area. It can cause irritation. So you do need to make sure that you are drying yourself properly. Do you want to know how he feels about wet wipes? I think you probably know.
Sure. I have so many questions, but I'm just because the thing that's always troubled me with a bidet is they're like, don't wipe, rinse. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Then how long do you have to sit there?
But I'm not gonna sit there for a half an hour and dry. So am I like,
so are we
what
still
am I
using
doing?
Are we patting dry?
Are we padding? Yeah.
I was double checking a few things at work today and I thought, I'm not looking that up on a work computer. I've already gone down a road that if they are checking keystrokes and things.
Jail.
And looking at my articles, they're going to be like, we would like to have a discussion with you, Amy. Yeah. Wet wipes for two reasons. The first of which is they're just not great for the environment. I have three reasons, actually. When we had root growth in our external pipes to the house, we rented a Roto-Rooter and dad stood outside and fed me pipe and I'm inside. And as we're pulling it back out, guess what was coming out with the roots? Wet wipes.
Oh, no. Oh, hold on. I have a room open and I have a cat yelling at me. One second.
Oh, yeah. I heard a door open earlier and it was a cat coming in. Why isn't your cat being so polite like mine? Mine is sleeping on the bed.
I forgot to close the door and he was like, ooh, blanket fort. Anyway, okay,
yes.
So roots coming out, okay.
Wipes and roots came out and I'm like, oh, so that was the end of that for us. Because for little kids,
yeah.
It's great, but it is not great for the environment. could get stuck. And he says, Dr. Goldstein says, for your hole, it is also not great. He thinks they should be banned because they leave it wet and they're bad for the environment. He says he sees about 90 people a week in his surgical office, and he estimates 1/3 of all those people come through are from wet wiped induced issues. A whole third. So 30 people a week are having issues because of wet wipes. And one of the reasons is because we have a microbiome in that area of the body. So there's good bacteria doing the good things and bad bacteria. And those ones are in homeostasis. They're just hanging out. There's an equilibrium. There is a balance, which he says the wet wipes F that up in a really bad way. And I don't think we're going to mark this episode as explicit, so I'm just going to abbreviate that. So you could be creating dermatitis when you think that you are doing good things because you're upsetting that natural order. So he suggests blot. If you must, don't wipe. And there are additional instructions. Your first blot or two to get the first part done can be while seated, but then you should be doing a standing squat. And this is because of blood flow to that part of the body.
What?
And so you could be causing pressure-related problems if you're sitting and fully wiping while you're sitting.
What?
So the longer you sit in the bowl, the more blood is down there. The more wiping, the more irritation. The body knows. So you don't have to stand straight up. You should do a little standing squat.
This is making a daily trip.
There's instructions now. Yeah.
That's a lot. I know. It's very that's complicated.
I know. I'm not experiencing any dermatitis right now, so I'm going to continue my current practice. But I'm just going to keep this tucked away. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, and then did you by any chance look at, because American toilets don't have bidets. So if you need something, you'd have to like make an attachment and hook it to your water. And because we've looked into it.
I have one gone right now here in my basement that I received for Christmas from my dad in 2018 or 2019. Guys, my dad's a little bit French. He's a lot French. His dad. Yeah. And so he was a big fan of the bidet and he specifically would go out and buy us girls each a present. It was always the same, but he would specifically buy us a present every year. And one year it was bidets. It was also like jewelry or car wash cards. So he tried to be either practical or lovely. And like, I have an amazing down bathrobe and I have a bidet. So they it's just plug and play. They don't always fit great. But if you get a good fit for the style of toilet you have, I'm told they're life-changing.
Well,
yep.
Americans, just get over yourselves. There are other ways.
Yeah. Dr. Goldstein would like to just let you, your American self, know. He doesn't say it like that, but I do think this is a very American thing. He says, we don't need to go up all up in there. Here was an amazing fact that I picked up when I was poking around too. Splinter-free toilet paper was not widespread until 1935. So my grandpa Rip would have known a life. 1916.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Grandpa Rip, we've not talked about him, have we?
Yeah, but it's like we're talking about bathroom stuff and it's Grandpa Rip. Mm-hmm. I adore so much about that.
There were flatulence jokes that were earned.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So he would have had toilet paper with sticks and twigs in it.
1916. He would have remembered a time, yeah. So he would have been 9 by the time. No, wait, 1935. He would have been really old by the time. He would have been like 19 by the time he got good toilet paper.
Oh, man.
That's wild to me. 1935, before they started advertising that it was indeed, before they could claim that.
Splinter-free. Oh, that's nice. Thanks, guys. Did you ever have in elementary school toilet paper that was dispensed like tissues?
No.
So the dispenser, you'd pull down and, you know, it would like fold back on itself. But it was the most thinnest, see-through-y kind of, it was almost like the same paper that they put on doctors.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that stuff is water repellent. And but you'd so you get one square, and so then you just get like a it was the worst. It was like it was like cupcake liners. That's the kind of paper it was.
Oh my word. If you want to go down another side road on this subject, look up toilet paper alternatives throughout history. Seashells? What the hell? Oh. Are you kidding? Seashells.
No. Warm rock. Yes. I have had to resort to a warm rock while camping. It wasn't the worst.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that were like, you know, any port in a storm.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Also, how many times with children while hiking did I lose a sock? More than I care to admit.
Oh, you are an adventurous soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hiking with a stinky child when you know you're on like day one of 3 days.
It's like, well, sock is going to go.
Yeah, or we're going to have to dunk you in this mountain stream, and I'm pretty sure that water's 35 degrees.
Hey, but it's water. It's not a wipe. Dr. Goldstein would approve.
He would have been pleased. Yeah, it's running water, gently soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want one more funny story?
Heck yeah.
You're going to get it whether you want it or not. It's 1973. There's a fuel shortage. There's a meat shortage. Things were a little tight. And Johnny Carson, on December 19th of 1973, made the comment, "There is an acute shortage of toilet paper in the good old United States. We got to quit writing on it." So, ha ha, quit writing on the toilet paper was his thing. What he didn't say that he should have said was there's a potential shortage. So when he just said there's an acute shortage of toilet paper, people are like, well, I could not get meat last week and things have been rough. I can't fuel up my car. He created an actual run on toilet paper, which is just wild.
Wow.
So he had an audience of almost 20 million people at that time. And
it
became a national issue. People all over the country were blazing through supermarkets, grabbing toilet paper, hoarding it. It was a very like a preview of 2020.
Wow. Did he have to go back on and say like, guys, actually, that was just a joke?
Walter Cronkite had to. He's probably more credible.
Not Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Good old Walt set the record straight. He said the Scott Paper Company, citing panic buying on the retail level, said today it is implementing an allocation system for the national distribution of toilet tissue. And he says that the shortage was caused by an excessive demand. So that Johnny Carson causing chaos.
Back when you had four channels and that's all you were, everybody was watching it. Holy cow. Wow.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it is kind of shades of like going to Costco during the pandemic and people, you know, you could only get one thing of toilet paper. They wouldn't let you buy more than one.
Yeah. I was of the like, let's not be selfish. I'll just wait patiently. I will not hoard toilet paper. And then I got to the point where it's like, well, I can't even find any toilet paper. And Chris was ready to get rid of that. We were cleaning out because suddenly you have time. And the bidet was on the donation pile. And I said, don't even think about it. We might be using that in a week.
That might be it. That might be all we had.
Yeah, those were dark times.
I know, right? Who knows? So, 2024. Who knows what could happen? What's in our future? Get a bidet, people. It's the only way your butt's going to be safe.
Yep. Yeah. So my parting words for today, it's not butt health. It's gut health. Take care, brain junkies.
Oh, man. Well, no, what we're supposed to be doing is all getting our bidets or dragging a garden hose into the house. I don't know what we're going to be doing. But whatever you're doing, if you'd like to hear more episodes, while you're sitting on the throne, ask your smart speaker to play more brain junk for you to keep you company. Wherever you listen, like and subscribe. I'm so sorry. I can't stop Amy. She's unstoppable. We will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. This is definitely in that category for me. And I guarantee you will not be bored.